Brooklyn, I'm talking to you because we understand you've had a very exciting experience that has happened to you this summer. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I was actually selected to be a fan reporter with ZF Motorsports at one of their races, actually at one of the two-year championship races in Watkins Glen in June. So it was really fun.
All right, and what all did you do as far as the fan reporter, you know, duties go?
When I was applying for it, I had to submit a question that I would like to ask a driver. And once I got chosen, I got to go and interview the driver and ask him that question. So I got to do that, and then they had a bunch of other fun things set up for me. I did some hot laps around the track with ex-race car drivers, so that was really fun. Also, I got to take a guest with me as well, so they flew me and my guest out there for free, so that was really cool. And we were just there the entire race weekend. We kind of had passes that let us go everywhere, so we could kind of go into the pits. We got to do pretty much anything you could possibly think of doing at a racetrack. And I also had the opportunity to meet Patrick Dempsey, too. So he races in the series.
And what was that like for you, meeting him?
Oh, it was so cool. He was really nice. Like, you wouldn't think that he would be so nice, but he had so many fans, and he was just so willing to talk to everyone. So it was really kind of cool.
All right, Brooklyn, I hear that you've had an interest in racing for some time. Now, how exactly did your passion for this sport develop? I mean, what really sealed it for you to make you say, this is what I want to do?
Well, when I was 5, my dad built me a go-kart, and I don't think you could ever pull me out of that thing. I was driving all the time whenever I got home from school, and so I've kind of grown up driving it, and then I go to the races with my dad all the time, too. So it's kind of just been like a family passion. I've always wanted to actually race, but I didn't grow up in an area where racing was hugely popular, so I couldn't really actually do it. So ever since I found out that I could possibly work in it, that just like was a huge dream for me. So it's kind of taking that passion that I wanted to actually do and kind of just going on the opposite side of it. So it's really kind of a cool opportunity.
That's definitely a cool opportunity indeed. I mean, with racing, it's a sport that's dominated by men pretty much. And so, you know, for you being a woman wanting to get into this field, I just think it's absolutely amazing that you're, you know, wanting to do this, that you're striving to get there. Now, Brooklyn, you were quoted as saying that UCM's program is great because you were taught by experience rather than a textbook. Now, do you think your hands-on experience will give you more of an edge when competing for jobs in your chosen career field? And how exactly has all the experience that you've received over this summer helped you prepare for your future career plans?
Oh, my goodness. I definitely think that anyone with an education that's experience-based rather than textbook-based will definitely have an edge over other applicants because they can actually see you have the experience to say, like, I've actually done this. I don't just know how to do it. So going out and being able to write a press release for a certain company and actually having them use it and publish it is so much better than just saying, I learned how to go ahead and create a press release since you've actually never done one. And then this summer, I think it would just be so great because I got a behind-the-scenes look at what actually goes on in racing. So I do understand how busy it is, how fast-paced it is, and how things can change on, like, in 1 second, how you can have something that you're doing and then just completely change gears and do something else because something may have happened in the race. There may have been a crash. You may have to, like, deal with something. So, yeah, I think it will help me a lot because I do understand how it actually works. I'm not just one of those people who just really wants to do it just because.
All right, Brooklyn, what advice would you give to other young women who are passionate about pursuing a career in a field that may be dominated by men? What kind of advice would you give them?
Oh, my goodness. I would just say be persistent. You'll never reach a dream that you don't try to get. So don't just quit and think that it's never going to happen. Make those connections. Meet the people that you need to. I've met a bunch of people in the racing industry, and that's kind of why I've grown to love it so much. So I would just definitely say keep at it, be persistent, and don't ever give up. You can do it.
All right, and Brooklyn, just one last question from me before I let you go. What type of racing are you more drawn to? Is it the NASCAR? Is it maybe the drag racing? What part do you like the best?
Well, I do like both NHRA, which is the drag racing, and NASCAR. I'm not as big a fan as in Formula One and things like that, but I definitely would say I have to, like, if I had to pick one to watch, I would pick probably drag racing to watch because that's kind of what I wanted to do when I was little. But working in stock car, it was just so fun when I got to experience it, so I actually really enjoy. I think I would love to do both.